The Youth's Instructor, August 20, 1896. They shall see his face. And he showed me a pure river of water of life, clear as crystal, proceeding out of the throne of God and of the Lamb. In the midst of the street of it, and on either side of the river, was there the tree of life, which bare 12 manner of fruits, and yielded her fruit every month. And the leaves of the tree were for the healing of the nations. And there shall be no more curse, but the throne of God and of the Lamb shall be in it, and his servants shall serve him. And they shall see his face, and his name shall be in their foreheads. When Moses pleaded with God, saying, I beseech thee, show me thy glory. God said, Thou canst not see my face, for there shall no man see me and live. And the Lord said, Behold, there is a place by me, and thou shalt stand upon a rock. And it shall come to pass, while my glory passeth by, that I will put thee in a clift of the rock, and will cover thee with my hand while I pass by. And I will take away mine hand, and thou shalt see my back parts, but my face shall not be seen. Moses could not behold the revelation of the glory of the face of God and live. But there is a promise given to us, they shall see his face. When Moses came down from the mount where he had been given a view of the glory of God, his face was so lighted up that Aaron and all the children of Israel were afraid to come nigh him. And Moses called unto them, and Aaron and all the rulers of the congregation returned unto him, and Moses talked with them. And till Moses had done speaking with them, he put a veil on his face. They could not bear even the reflection of the glory of God. We cannot now see the glory of God, but it is only by receiving him here that we shall be able by and by to see him face to face. God would have us keep our eyes fixed on him, that we may lose sight of the things of this world. We have but a little time in which to work. There is no time for slothfulness, no time for any of us to delay that preparation which will enable us to see the face of God. We must become Christ-like here and know him as a present and personal Savior. All things earthly which would interpose themselves between our souls and God must be severed from us, even though it be like cutting off the right hand or plucking out the right eye. And as we draw nigh to God, he will draw nigh to us and will encourage and strengthen us for our conflict. Today, by our associations, by our life, by our character, we are choosing whom we will have as our King. Heavenly intelligences are seeking to draw us to Christ. Will we respond to their drawing, saying, I will follow on to know the Lord, that I may know that his going forth is prepared as the morning? God would have us fight manfully the battles of the Lord, wrestling for the victory day by day. Though we are transgressors of the law of God, if we repent in faith, God can work through us the works of Christ. To the promise, If ye ask anything in my name, I will do it, he adds, If ye love me, keep my commandments. Thus saith the high and lofty one that inhabiteth eternity, whose name is holy. I dwell in the high and holy place, with him also that is of a contrite and humble spirit, to revive the spirit of the humble, and to revive the heart of the contrite ones. The presence of God in the heart is worth more than all else in the world. When Christ ascended on high, he sent his representative as a comforter. This representative is by our side, wherever we may be, a watcher and a witness to all that is said and done, standing ready to protect us from the assaults of the enemy, if we will but place ourselves under his protection. But we must act our part, and then God will act his part. When we are brought into trial and affliction for his sake, the Comforter will stand by our side, bringing to our remembrance the words and teachings of Christ. Is your name written in the book of life? Only by looking to Jesus, the Lamb of God, and following in his steps, can you prepare to meet God. Follow him, and you will one day walk the golden streets of the city of God. You will see him who laid aside his royal garments and his kingly crown, and, disguising himself with humanity, came to our world and bore our sins, that he might lift us up and give us a revelation of his glory and majesty. We shall see him face to face if we now give ourselves up to be molded and fashioned by him and prepared for a place in the kingdom of God. Those who consecrate their lives to the service of God will live with him through the ceaseless ages of eternity. God himself shall be with them and be their God, and God shall wipe away all tears from their eyes, and there shall be no more death, neither sorrow nor crying. Neither shall there be any more pain, for the former things are passed away. And there shall be no night there, and they need no candle, neither light of the sun, for the Lord God giveth them light. And they shall see his face, and his name shall be in their foreheads. Their minds were given to God in this world. They served him with their heart and intellect, and now he can put his name in their foreheads. And there shall be no night there, for the Lord God giveth them light, and they shall reign for ever and ever. They do not go in as those that beg a place there, for Christ says to them, "Come, ye blessed of my Father, inherit the kingdom prepared for you from the foundation of the world." He takes them as his children, saying, "Enter ye into the joy of your Lord." The crown of immortality is placed on the brow of the overcomers. They take their crowns and cast them at the feet of Jesus, and touching their golden harps, they fill all heaven with rich music and songs of praise to the Lamb. Then they shall see his face, and his name shall be in their foreheads.